State Republicans had planned on featuring the New Mexico Civil Guard as special guests at a rally this weekend before the militia group pulled out, citing racist remarks by one of the invited speakers. The Civil Guard, whose members have showed up heavily armed at several protests in Albuquerque this summer, also had their Facebook page removed this week as the platform culled hundreds of pages it says are tied to violence. The Civil Guard's founder is Bryce Provance, who sports a swastika tattoo but has told reporters he's not a white supremacist. But the militia leader acknowledged in an interview with journalist Stan Alcorn last week that he spent nearly a decade as a member of a violent neo-Nazi prison gang. Alcorn investigated Provance's history for New Mexico In Depth, and he told KUNM's Hannah Colton that Provance joined the gang when he was first locked up at age 18.
The way that he tells it, pretty immediately, he joined this gang, and he framed it as a necessity. That's something that an expert I talked to at the Center on Extremism at the Anti-Defamation League says not generally the case. There are plenty of people who go to any given prison who do not join a prison gang. But yeah, what he said is that within a couple weeks, he had put in work, which he described as stabbing someone or assaulting someone. And after that initiation, there was a kind of ideological transformation. I mean, he had a long reading list and writing essays, and apparently that's pretty common with these gangs. They really want to bring you into the mindset of being, in this case, a neo-Nazi skinhead.
Provance was in and out of prison, and he was arrested for other violent incidents, too. Can you tell us about those?
The first crime that he committed was a robbery, which included stealing a gun. He's very disruptive and violent while he's in prison. You know, he pulls a knife on a Sears security officer after shoplifting. A girl that he is dating takes out a domestic violence restraining order against him. But his longest term in prison was for a whole long list of crimes, many of which were actually committed while in jail, including threatening to kill a prison guard.
And you found in these court records multiple incidents of Provance sort of referencing his Nazi ideology, right?
Yeah, it does come up. There's an incident where he's painted a swastika on his cell wall. Some of the documents that stood out to me the most were filings that he made when he was acting as his own lawyer in one criminal case, because he referred to himself repeatedly with these different titles. So he called himself Aryan Barbarian, and then he referred to himself as SS Staatsanführer. He's giving himself kind of a title in the Nazi paramilitary. This is a product of somebody who really believed this stuff. And he admitted to that when I brought these up. What he said now is I was brainwashed.
Provance is still involved in a pro-Confederacy group as a Civil War reenactor. Do you believe him when he says mm-hmm. that he's reformed since leaving prison in 2016?
He has reached out to the Free Radicals, which is an organization that helps people leave the white supremacist movement. That's something I checked. So he's taken certain steps. But yeah, the neo-Confederate ideology has a lot in common with some of the white supremacy expressed in the past. And, you know, he's particularly involved with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. That's a group that has a history of people who are white supremacists and extremists appearing among its ranks. Talking to Bryce about this, he echoes a lot of the talking points of the lost cause ideology. This is a kind of false view of the Civil War that had him saying positive things, even of the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. So I do think that in general, leaving the white supremacist movement is a process, and it's important to be open to people changing, and I hope that he's changed. But yeah, I wouldn't want to venture to guess, frankly, exactly where he is in that process, if he is indeed making that change.
Other media outlets, the Albuquerque Journal and NPR News in particular, ran pieces about the Civil Guard, including about Provance, without doing this kind of background investigation or citing experts on white supremacist organizations. Why did you think it was important to tell this story this way?
Yeah, there was that line in one of those stories about that swastika tattoo. And I just immediately thought, as a journalist, you don't just end up with a swastika tattoo. So part of me, I just really wanted to get to the bottom of the story that I knew had to be there. But I think that particularly when you're dealing with an ideology as dangerous and as toxic as the Nazi worldview represents, that's something that bears some like special consideration, thinking about how do we do this really responsibly.
Well, Stan, thank you so much for your time and sharing your reporting with us.
Sure, no problem.
That was KUNM's Hannah Colton speaking with journalist Stan Alcorn. He reported for New Mexico In Depth about New Mexico's Civil Guard founder, Bryce Provance, who now claims to have cut ties with the militia group and left the state.